All right, welcome back, everyone. I am Peniel from B2B.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Jamie.
I'm BM from Korn.
Yes, and this episode, we are going to be talking about…
Hey, oh, yeah,
yes, and we have Jamie again, obviously. Yes,
you're such right. A hater!
But yes, we're going to be talking about…
Hey,
yeah, all right. Yes, there's right, no yeah, way around it. There will always be people who want to bring you down, especially when you are on the way up. Maybe we even catch ourselves at times acting or talking a little shady. So yes, why do we think people like to hate so much? And what do we have to say back to them?
Yourself!
Two
all
times.
Right. Two times. Three times. All right. Anyways, interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios or leave us a comment on our full episode videos at youtube.com/divepods, which will be uploaded a few days after these audio recording.
Yeah,
all right.
It'll be tomorrow.
Yes. Will it?
I don't know.
Most of the time, it's like the next day. But
such a hater.
Yes. Anyways, subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can know about our show and join in on the fun. Yeah. 5-star review and good reviews only. All right.
Oh.
Let's go. Where is this? Oh, it's on the back. This is confusing me. All right. Another word for a hater is basically a bully.
Bullies.
Right. Bullies. Have you guys ever been bullied?
Yeah.
What was the reason that they tell you?
I think for the most part because I used to be really like heavyweight. Mm. I used to be a little bit obese. So like guys would come up to me and like titty scoop me a lot. And and that kind of like is just like, you know, friends do that with each other. But there'd be times I remember where I would get titty scoop, but I wouldn't like it, but I wouldn't want to fight them because I feel like they could beat my ass. Mm. So I'd be like,
well, it seems like you like it.
No. Okay. Oh, is that what it seemed like?
Yeah, you're like, can you do it more?
This is my uncomfortable, like, you know what I mean? Maybe that's why they kept doing it to me.
Yeah. BM likes it.
Oh, he likes the titty scoop. Yeah. Hey, scoop him again.
Scoop, scoop. Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. No one likes a titty scoop. Just putting that out there for it.
Right.
You must keep titty scooping the people. You know what I mean? Don't titty scoop, bro.
Yeah, I'm not even guilty.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like it.
At
maybe
least
I
you
think
had
it.
Some titty to scoop.
Damn. You bullying yourself?
Alright, that is the end of this episode, guys. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
I'm proud. Okay.
They'll be taking the time and be like, can relate.
Hey, there used to be a dude back in my junior high that used to stick lead in my back. Like, because he sat behind
no
me.
What?
Yeah, he used to like just like stick lead in my back. Like, you know how I had lead pencils? He'd be like, glot, glot, glot. Stick it in my back, glot, glot, glot. Stick it in my back. I'd be like, oh, stop. Did that look like I liked it too?
He's like… I'm doing something nice.
Yeah. So like I was so mad that like one day I was just gonna be like, he was big. He was big. So I was like, oh man, I got so tired of it. I was like, damn, do I need to get down with him? Do I need to fight him, right? And then a couple days, like I kept thinking about it and I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. Today's the day. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if it was that day or that week or I don't know the time frame too specifically.
Uh-huh.
But he got expelled for hitting a guy in the face so hard that his tooth came out of his skin.
Oh,
no.
And I was like, I was so happy I didn't start a fight with him, bro. That could have been me. Yeah.
Wow.
Dang. He got expelled?
He got expelled.
Not even a suspension. He got expelled.
A junior high kid hit another kid so hard that a teeth came out of his… You know what I mean? Like,
dang.
Guy's so hard. You don't see that in MMA, you know?
No. My junior high, someone got expelled because… I mean, the guy's jaw was on the floor though, so it didn't have anywhere to take the impact.
Uh-huh.
But someone punched the guy and his jaw broke.
Oh my God, stop. Yeah.
But actually, it's… if that is in the case… your skin rips when you slap too hard.
Ugh.
So if you punch someone, your skin rips.
Oh gosh.
Then
I don't
maybe
even want to think
probably
about it.
He got ripped too.
Yeah.
Oh, when I didn't see it, but I hope not.
Yeah.
Anyways,
let's put it out there one time that violence is not the answer, guys.
Yes.
Not the answer.
It is not.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, yes.
Bullying. So have you ever been bullied?
Yeah, when I first moved to the States, because since my parents were working really late, I had to go to after school, like Hakon after school. And there were a niece. There were like two aunties who were like 4 years older than me. And I was very introverted and very shy. And I wouldn't talk a lot. And especially because I couldn't speak English. Mm. But I understood a lot of it at that point. But I just didn't speak.
Yeah.
And I would be there and they would talk crap about me right in front of my face. But smile to me and be like, oh, she has no idea what we're talking about. She's so stupid. Like, she thinks she's so smart. And then they would like steal my pencil case and like, you know, like… pinch me, give me Indian burn, but like laugh the whole time. It's like, ha, ha, ha. But I would be in pain, but I wouldn't be able to be like, stop, I'll just laugh. I'll do a BM. They're like,
yeah, because that's what usually the victim of bullying does. Yeah. Like, you don't have the courage to be like, stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's only see one person that is actually doing it. But if that person is not there,
they don't do it.
They don't do it. That's
there's
really
always that one person who initiates it.
Yeah.
I would just cry on the way home every day. Because on the way home, the teacher dropped me off and he knows I'm crying. But he'd be like, oh, it's because you're too nice. Just understand.
Yeah. Wait, what? That like contradicts itself.
Just be understanding.
It's because you're too nice. So just understand. Say what?
No, the teacher is one of the problems that it never stops. Mm-hmm. Like, why do we have to be the person who is in pain? Have to understand us getting bullied. Like, that's…
Yeah, being courageous in those type of situations is… ridiculously difficult.
There's a lot more like bully awareness and stuff than back when we went to school.
Yeah, like the teacher. Especially these days. Right,
yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Like right now. But I mean, I'm sure there's still a lot of it going on. Yeah. These days there's like it's like the internet and everything too. You know? It's like cyberbullying now too.
Cyberbullying. Yeah.
So I feel like maybe in-person bullying might have gone down a little bit because you know there was a lot more like exposure to it than when we went to high school.
And definitely
there was, you know, they even made like 13 Reasons Why and stuff, you know, like the Netflix drama and like all that stuff, you know. So I'm sure like there's a lot more exposure than when we went to school, but I think internet bullying has just
it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's blown up because social media has gotten so big, so it's like and there's no way to really kind of
talk about it
or like monitor internet bullying, cyber bullying.
You can hide behind your screen and your keyboard.
You just hide them behind an IP address, so unless you
put a profile picture of like a passport on picture on your profile and all your addresses and everything.
That could be a good like rule. Not address, but
your full name and your face.
But how can they check it if it's your face or not? So that's the problem again.
I mean, there were people saying like your like username and stuff, like profile picture, like you can use whatever. But when you sign up to make that, you have to put in like all your detailed like information.
Yeah. Which won't be disclosed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then like if you do something wrong, then they have their information. Yeah. So it's like there were some people saying like stuff like that. But I mean… Yeah, I don't know.
People always find a way out of it, I feel
they
like.
Always find, they'll like get their like… parents email
and I don't
like
think it's time for you to just ignore it though, because why do we have to be the person who have to ignore it when you're getting all the hate? You need to speak out.
It's hard. It builds up inside,
right?
It's like
it's really sad from all the tragic moments when it happens and everyone's like sad. They actually do this I don't know, like undong for people, like don't hate on people, don't write hate comments, and then the next month it just
It goes away.
It goes away and then same things happen.
They do like movements against like cyberbullying, whatever, and then
but then it just goes away real fast. And then all this interest was like popping up when somebody has to do something, like a cause or like, you know, a tragic cause. And then it just repeats.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I feel like a lot of the hate comments that people leave online, the people who do it a lot of them like need help. They're mentally ill.
Yeah.
Like, because they feel so much satisfaction in saying those mean things. There's this girl. I don't get a lot of hate comments, like, thankfully. Or I don't know. Maybe I just don't check it. I don't really check it. But every often, there's this girl who always DMs me. And she just says the same thing again. Like, in Korean, it's 평신. Like, she just says 평신. And she just, like, I guess that can translate into, like, or something. But I always ignore it, right? I see it, I ignore it. But she makes a different account and then she will DM me again.
Oh, you know, it's not for them.
It's like I'm like, okay, like, try harder, like, say something else, right? But she doesn't. And I found out that she did the same thing to my member Junhee. I don't know about Sojung, because Sojung is just not on Instagram very much, so she doesn't check her DMs. And then Junhee was like kind of ignoring it for a while, and she got angry, so she finally responded back. And she was like, oh, if you keep leaving these messages, I'm going to report you to the police, I'm gonna sue you, so stop. And then she said, oh, I'm so sorry, I apologize, right? And then 2 days later, she's like, say that to me again, you bitch.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
let's see you saying that, like, say it to my face.
They're
again
ill.
And then she didn't respond. She's like, yo, respond to me, bitch. Like, and I was like,
she said, say it to my face? You should be like, I would, but you hide in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, thank God I didn't respond.
No,
it's just
they're really emotional. Mm. Yeah. They and then they apologize again.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
no, yeah, no.
I'm sorry, like, I'm sorry I said that, but like, can you just respond? I said I'm sorry, bitch. Like, what the why aren't you responding?
It's scary.
And then they curse at you again.
No, a lot of people leave hate comments because they don't think you'll see it.
Really?
Because I know one of my members, like, pretty much he got a hate comment and he found it in his DMs. He found a hate comment and he replied. He's like, oh, like, you shouldn't like say stuff like that. Like, well, he like replied, and then they replied, but I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't think you would see it.
So yeah, what's the point of leaving? It just makes them feel better?
I think so. Yeah. That's why, like, I don't know. For me, I'm just kind of like, I don't really care about hate comments.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, if you can release stress or like release your anger or whatever by writing hate comments about me, it's like, all right, go for it. Like,
No.
I don't really care about it. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I think a lot of people that leave hate comments, they got a bunch of like
self-hate.
Yeah, like
issues.
Like pent up like hate or like some sort of anger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just,
I mean, it's really easy. Like, the way they diss or hate you is so like unique. Like, the way they put the words
is
like, you can never think of that word. But then they make a phrase that you just go like, wow, you can actually…
You should be a lyricist.
Yeah, you can actually say that. Yeah. Like, you should, like, make these.
I'm gonna use
phrases
that next time I get in a fight.
I was like, wow, this is very…
No, but yeah, I mean…
They put a lot of effort thinking of that.
What do you think the main reason behind all this hate is?
Jealousy.
Jealousy?
Yeah, and they're just not satisfied with their own lives.
Right. And if you see their post, like, once in a while, you're kind of curious who this person is. Mm-hmm. And you go… Like, there's so many on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to this account and see what they posted about. Dude, they post like 2 to 3 comments in like 5 minutes the whole day. So
Shranting?
Everything they do is just like literally…
So it could be… Yeah.
And then it's just like… Sorry. Just…
Okay.
Yeah. Was that hate?
I think you hated the haters.
Yeah, but… Yeah, I mean, haters got… What,
yeah, it's all good.
You know, I feel like hate begets more hate. So, you know, they could… I feel like it could come from also past experiences as well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they were bullied, so they feel the need to…
They can
know,
do
like
that.
Vent it somewhere or something.
I'm not
the
only one who's going to be bullied today. So I'm going to bully them back. You know, and that's almost natural for a human being. To, you know,
I mean, giving opinions and hate is really different.
Yeah,
it's
like constructive criticism is fine.
Opinions. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Constructive criticism is fine.
Yeah, but there's a lot of sarcasm on Instagram and social media these days. Have you guys noticed that? Like, I'll see conversations between fans.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just tell by the text and the context is they're being sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, like, nah, you look so good. Like, what, with a emoji where it's like… yeah. And then someone would be like… And then someone would comment and they'd be like, dude, why are you hating on him? Why are you being so sarcastic? Everyone could tell you're being sarcastic. And then it'd be like, "What do you mean? I'm just complimenting them. Yeah. Why are you so uptight?" And then that would be a whole crazy ass conversation. I'd be like,
"Right. Stop. Guys, stop. Chill." Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And be honest. You were sarcastic, you know? It's
The emoji.
Say it right now.
The emoji was the
thing. You were sarcastic.
Yeah. You know, there'd be like, that was a horrible example, but there's a lot of stuff that I see online.
But the hate comments that I want to like really bring out is just literally hate on people with no reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just hate them because you just hate them.
Yeah.
And that makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
I hate her. Like, yeah, literally that's what they're yelling about, right? That's the thing that needs to stop.
Everyone's always trying to bring other people down, especially when they start doing well, because they're like jealous, because they're not happy where they are. They're like, "I'm still living this kind of life. Like, why is this person, you know, getting famous and getting rich?" Yeah. And they just want to drag him down.
I think it's some part that I don't really connect with that emotion, because isn't it really hard to feel that way? To be jealous and like spreading out rumors because you're jealous of someone?
For normal people, I think, yeah, but…
And you, like, you wouldn't be able to admit it too. Like, if it's if it comes from a jealous place, usually people that are jealous never admit that they're jealous. And become very defensive about it if you ever bring that up to them.
But is there any hate comments that you remember? Like, it was so like harsh, or it was so stupid, unforgettable, or stupid that you cannot forget?
Nothing like personal to me, but there are just fucked up comments like about, for me, like the accident, like bringing that up.
Damn.
Like that's…
Damn, that's heavy.
That's, yeah, that's when I'm like…
You got mental problems.
They'll just… Yeah, I can't even say it. Yeah. It's just really messed up.
Hey, you got mental problems if you're talking about stuff like that. That's tragedy that you…
Just think that… I mean, that you're… Okay, never mind. I'm gonna put that. That's just… Yeah.
I think when I was younger, I was so… my self-esteem was really low and I had no self-confidence. So when I was bullied and when people would hate me or whatever, it would affect me a lot. And I would try so hard to, you know, regain their…
trust and everything.
Yeah, for them to like me. But now, because I know who my true friends are and I know that I have people that love me, like, even if I read the hate comments, I'm just like, okay, you're sad. Like, I feel sorry for you, but that's it. It's not like I'll cry to myself every day thinking about it. But I know it affects some people a lot.
A lot. Mm-hmm. Some people, it's…
Because who comes up to you and hate?
No.
Right? Yeah. Normally, they wouldn't. But then it's just because SNS, because you don't know someone. Mm-hmm. They would just do it really like a trend or something.
Yeah.
Just go on there and write hate comments and just get a lot of likes. And those hate comments get likes. I don't understand.
Oh,
is it? Are you agreeing to that comment to hate on someone? Which is pathetic.
I don't know how true this is, but I heard that a lot of the accounts that are hating, they have two accounts. And like one account,
the private one.
One account, they'll be like, "Oh my gosh, like, you're so good looking, Matthew." And then the next one, they'll be like, "Why the fuck all your pictures half naked? Like, put some clothes." It's like, but it's the same person.
Yeah, I've heard of that too.
So I was like…
Really?
Sometimes more accounts.
Are
five,
they having
six,
fun?
Seven.
They have like multiple accounts. I was like, I don't know.
That can create personality disorders. You know?
I think it could. Yeah. But I heard there's like people that like one account, they're like showering whoever they're commenting on with like love, and then the other one it's like all hate.
Yeah, that's…
I was like, what the…
So like, I think they hate first, and then to make them feel better, they go to this good one, and then
that's like
spreading love, which is f***ing…
That's gonna create disorders.
I think so. Have you guys ever been able to confront a hater?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like in person or online?
Oh.
I mean, either one.
I kind of went about it the wrong way.
Why?
Oh. What do you mean?
I felt so bad. So there was one time where someone posted something on Twitter saying something along the lines of like, imagine being a card and then flopping or something like that, right? And I was like, I don't know why. I was in a very motivated and passionate state of mind at the time. So right, I was like, ooh, wait till you know what I mean? Like, wait till you see the next song. Wait till you see, like, all this stuff I'm cooking up and grinding for right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that post and I reposted it on my mm-hmm. Instagram.
Oh, that's exactly what mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah. And see, what I didn't realize at the time, because I was so in my head and, like, kind of almost in my ego, too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't blur out her ID name. Uh-huh. So what my fans did, they all attacked her.
Oh.
I didn't realize at the time that would be like that. And it comes to show, I figured out she's a really, really young girl just on Twitter. Just, you know what I mean? I was just like, oh my gosh. That was like a horrible thing. I was in my head, you know, I didn't really know. I would also like to apologize to you, the owner of that account. I'm really sorry that you had to be attacked like that. And to all the Hidden Card fans, all the fans, anything like that, you don't need to fight with other fan bases and stuff like that. Let's keep the peace.
Yes.
Let's keep the peace. I kind of have a different reason for that. It's because they write about you.
Yeah.
And actually that person tagged me on her hate comment.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So she or he or that person literally wanted me to see that comment.
Yeah.
And right. Which was kind of, wow, like, you know, brave. But mm-hmm. at the same time, I was emotional too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I was in a good mood or if it was something, I would just, whatever. You know, whatever and swipe it up. But I don't know that what caught me in this emotion was like, it was piling up inside of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it just bursted out and I couldn't handle it. So I just retweeted her or his tweet too. And then, yes, my fans were mad about the comment, but at the same time, if you can't you know, handle what you wrote, why post it at the first time?
True. Like, back up what you said, like, be responsible. Responsibility for your words and actions is
and there are things like thing. Because you're a celebrity, you should take the hate too. But I don't think that is exactly what we do to understand all the hates. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of different.
Yeah. I think we have a better understanding now. Because obviously me and you, we've been through those experiences.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we're all still human.
Right.
You know
what
I mean? We're all still hurt. We all still hurt too. We all still can take stuff personally. So just like anyone else in the world, you know? So
if it's the younger ones, then it's a big problem. Big two.
Twitter is so toxic. Yeah.
But I mean, age limit, I think it could help out with hate for sure.
Yeah.
The parents need to know what they're writing though. That's like important. Like they have their secret account. The parents have no idea what their children do on online posts. And then when you send that ID to the parents and then they just… no. Really, we don't have anything to say for aunties, which is they need…
you need help.
And help.
And you should try to spread love, not hate.
Yeah.
But it's hard for them to do because they don't know love.
Yeah, maybe.
I got a message for them.
I hope you receive some love.
Okay, let's go,
BM. You know what
shout it out.
I love you.
Oh, haters, we love you.
They're going to comment. Like,
I hope…
You
it's okay. If that's what makes you feel better, it's okay. But I still love you.
Yeah.
Aww.
Keep watching my videos though. The views.
Yeah, dude. No, it's like…
Haters still watch.
They're still
interested.
Yeah. I mean, if you stream my music, I would love that.
Yeah. Once again, if it's constructive criticism though…
That's great.
All right, that's great. But if it's hate, it's like… Why are you doing that, man? But it's like… Yeah. All right.
Don't give sarcastic… Constructive criticism.
Hmm.
That's also kind of like…
What do you mean?
There's like sarcastic constructive criticism. Where it's like… Oh. They borderline do it to make you mad. And to make you feel some type of way. Mm-hmm. But like… They get it on the side of constructive criticism. Yeah. That's like… You know, her vocals are really good. But I kind of wish she would do this. Because it kind of irks my ear when she… You know what I mean? Like…
I think Jamie would die making a pig like squeaking sound.
What?
Like, that sounds more like hate.
That's not constructive criticism at all. That's just hate.
I know. So there was this comment saying she would compliment and then hate at the same time.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, those are bad.
I was just like, so do you love me or hate me?
Yeah.
Or is this love hate?
Yeah.
Backhanded compliment. Yeah.
And celebrities are humans too, and you never know what they're going through. They might be going through depression. They might just not be showing it. And your words can really hurt them and affect them. So please be careful with your words.
I mean, not even to celebrities. Like to all
everyone,
the…
Everyone, yeah.
Around everyone. Yeah. Please
spread love.
Spread love. Love, 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 love,
love. I love you.
Love and positivity. Love you. We found some people having questions related to our topic on Reddit. So let's see if we can offer any insight. All right. This is from Reddit user Wavy Keychains.
Ooh.
Okay. Wavy Keychains. All right. No idea if anyone else has this, but it seems I'm rude and or hurtful all the time without meaning it. Like sometimes I say things that are meant as compliments, but they come across as very mean. Mm. Or I ask someone to do something, but it is in, but it's in an apparently rude way. Stuff like this happens very often. Whenever I say something stupid like that, I don't get it at first until someone else tells me. And then I manage to imagine myself in the other person's situation and I start to feel bad.
Okay.
Okay. It's like speaking before you think. But at other times, I think of every scenario before saying something because I'm quite shy. But even then, I might still say something rude.
It's kind okay. of cute.
Yeah, it's gotten to a point where I almost think I might be autistic or something. Even though people told me that I'm probably not, does this happen to anyone else? I guess it comes from social inexperience. I hardly had any friends until high school and just stayed inside gaming all day. Does it get better when you socialize more?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it does.
Absolutely. For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
You pick up social cues more. And yeah, you just kind of know what to say, what not to say, what's appropriate, what's inappropriate. Yeah.
I mean, it's also your personality though.
Yeah.
Like you think it's funny, but the way you put it out, maybe they don't reach it that way.
Yeah, yeah, so. You just have different humor codes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get that a lot. Especially I think Ashley would understand when you have a rest face and you kind of just threw it out as a savage joke.
Mm-hmm.
But then they'll be so serious about and they think that you're not in a good mood.
Yeah.
Then I'm just like…
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, nope.
장난인데. It's different.
Of course, like I'm kind of shy too. So I wouldn't make those jokes to someone I'm not that close with. Mm. And I'm actually at the other end of the… other end of the spectrum where I have dealt with people like this. And I have gotten hurt a lot because… Like, even though I know they're not saying it to, like, be mean or be offensive, it's like, because I am kind of sensitive and I'm not sure if we're that close. Like, it's like, does she mean it? Does she not? I don't know. What does she think of me? So, I know I'm like on the other side. So, I don't know.
It's hard. I can kind of relate to this person because I don't have a filter.
Oh, yeah.
I just kind of, but same. I don't mean harm in any way.
Same.
You know? I'm always
joking. I mean, if you want to be mean, you be mean for real.
Oh yeah, if I want to be mean,
yeah.
I mean, if I didn't like you, I probably wouldn't even talk to you. Wouldn't even acknowledge you like in the same space.
Yeah.
If I didn't like you, but yeah.
But it's just people who doesn't know you.
Yeah. But once they get to know me,
yeah.
You might have dealt with that when we first I don't know, cuz she's on the more sensitive side for sure. So, I'm sure she probably got offended by me a few times when I was just joking around.
Mm-hmm.
But now she knows. Hopefully. I think you know. You know, right?
Yeah.
Korean, I feel like… My dad has told me this.
Mm-hmm.
찔리는 사람 있고… 건드리는 사람 있고… 건드려지면 금방 깨지는 사람들. You know what I mean? There's people who poke and like keep like pushing. And there's people who really don't like it. And they just kind of like…
down.
Yeah. It shuts them down and they just break.
Mm.
I feel like…
So it's the personality.
It's 100% personality. But what's funny is you have both. And the reader is very funny. She pokes and she feels like she, you know, he or she feels like he might be, you know, too much. So she is considerate and talks, mean without meaning it. And
so I think she's kind of like me. You don't really mean it.
Yeah.
But then the way you put it out is so like 솔직해. So
직설적이고.
Yeah, 직설적, yeah. And so you don't think of other how would they feel.
Yeah.
While you say it, but you really don't mean it as a bad way. But then when you see them get hurt, you really feel bad.
Yeah.
And you're like, 당황해, kind of, you know, like, oh. So I really didn't mean it that way. And then, so I maybe sound like a psychopath, but I do know her feelings or him.
So do you try to…
No, that makes sense.
There's a lot of people like that.
Think more about the other person.
Yes, and then it kind of shows that I treat them different. Mm-hmm. And then they tell me, why are you so different, like acting different in front of me? And
yeah, why do you call her? Why are you so nice to me?
Yeah. I'm like, then,
because I like you.
So I do dunchiba a lot. Okay. If other people get hurt, yeah.
Mm. Nice.
But I still the same.
I feel like just read who you're talking to.
Depends on who you're talking to. But once again, they said that they didn't really socialize, so they might not be good at reading people. Yeah. So just keep socializing, and I'm sure you'll get there soon.
So what do you say? What does Wavy Keychain say to get other people like feel bad? Like, does she go up like that or something?
Like asking to do something, but it comes off rude. Maybe do you think you could do me a favor? But it's more like, can you grab something for me on your way home? Oh, there are people who do that. Like friends who are like, can you stop by the deli and like get something for me? I'm like, okay, I know we're close, but like ask me. Don't just tell me.
Oh, like they think it's like 당연하듯이.
It's a given. Like,
yeah, it's given that like…
Mm. Yeah.
I'm the kind of person who kind of just like grab me some.
Yeah.
And then I put a thank you.
I mean, as long as you say thank you, it's fine.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that, I guess. It's like, ask. Like, no matter how close you are, so you should still ask, I guess.
I should change that, yeah.
Yeah.
But all my friends are like this, so…
Yeah.
No. It depends. Once again,
who you're talking to. Like, I'll tell my boys, I'll be like, hey…
Grab me some.
I need that monster at the Pyongyang zone one time. You're buying. But then like if it's someone I'm not that close to, or say someone I know that is, you know, considers that type of stuff to be a little bit more respectful. Mm-hmm. Like Ashley, I'll be like, Ashley, girl, you are a girl.
I need that monster.
Can you please, pretty please, give me a monster one time? And you're like, you'll know it's like in joking type
thing. Yeah.
Do you?
But you know, she's the type to be like, no.
And then she'll buy one.
Yeah, and then she'll get me one, yeah.
And then she takes a picture and is like, which one is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get mine. So I just came. So which one is it?
No.
Because there's there's too many monsters now.
Yeah, give me the blue one.
I drink a lot.
Can we not talk about like not going that real?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I don't have a… Filter. Oh, she's pretty much saying stay on track.
Oh, yeah. He's like going over there.
I was like, oh, monster. Oh, there's so many.
They're colors.
So colorful.
Okay, can you just read them?
Yeah, what happened? Yeah. So, keep socializing. I'm sure it'll get better. And you'll be able to pick up the cues. Yeah, all right. The next one is from Robin Sparkles 90. What was that?
I just like the accent when you say sparkles.
Sparkles?
Yeah, it's just funny.
Sparkles? Do I say it weird? Robin Sparkles 90.
I don't know.
Wait, say sparkles again?
Robin Sparkles?
Sparkles?
Yeah, you kind of have a lisp.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I have my S is, sparkles.
Sparkles.
But it's a little bit more pronounced when you say sparkles. Say it again.
Sparkles.
Nice.
Is this hating?
This is bullying.
No.
Is this cyberbullying?
You're bullying me. I'm gonna sue you tonight. The 17th person.
Say sparkles again.
Sparkles. Sparkles 90. Okay. Robin Sparkles 90.
Thank you.
All right. Oh. Okay.
Hi guys.
Hi guys, my family always taught me to take the higher road in most situations. Like if a fight becomes very heated, just walk away, don't retaliate, don't feed the flame, and especially if someone gets rude or nasty, don't respond. Basically, be the bigger person, in almost all cases. For many years in my youth, I think that had led me to become somewhat of a pushover while simultaneously creating anger/resentment issues as I tended to bottle up emotions. I didn't know how to stand up for myself at all. I would have many sleepless nights thinking about what if and regretting all the things I never got to say.
Mm.
Mm. In my late 20s, I've gotten a lot better at expressing myself and setting proper boundaries. And in general, there are considerably fewer situations where I have to confront someone. But I still have fears that I'm just a coward on the inside. In any situation where it appears, I still just let the other person talk or yell or curse. And I just tend to either say a few points or say nothing at all until they go away or I walk away. In all other regards, I consider myself a pretty well-rounded person, but this is one aspect I am insecure about. So, how do I really know? If I hate confrontation, does that make me a coward and small person?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. But depends on the situation. If this person is literally hating on you or cursing in front of you with no reasons, then I think you should talk for yourself. Yeah. Like, talk up for
speak
yourself.
Speak up for yourself?
Yeah, speak up for yourself.
Yeah.
But if there's something that you think that you just can just mind without talking to them,
yeah,
then walking away is in some way a good option.
I think you have to speak up for yourself when it's like if it's gonna bother you at the end of the day and you're not gonna be able to get sleep over it, I think you should speak up for yourself.
What is 억울한 거?
억울한 거? I don't know if there's a word for that. It's
like if you're 억울해, then you should totally the scene up.
If it frustrates you,
like it means you need
if it bothers
to protect
you,
yourself.
You feel like there's almost
it's
injustice,
unfair, like,
I guess.
Yeah, like injustice, yeah. Unfairness.
Yeah, unfairness is something that you did not do, but they just claim that you did.
Yeah.
And because you think they're going to start a fight, you just walk away. No, hell no. You need to make the state that something's right.
Yeah.
But if there's something just like an argument that you don't want to talk about, it's just maybe walk away is a good reason or option to do.
Yeah.
Something I've noticed with walking away from an argument or a conversation, generally, usually how the other person feels is that, oh, it's not even worth your time. So they end up looking or feeling almost kind of dumb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, hurry, 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 hurry. Okay. And just walk away. You're just gonna, huh? So it's like, at the end of the day, if it bothers you, it's good to say something, but walking away from it leaves them more bothered, I think, almost a lot of the time.
No, but
it's really hard, isn't it?
There's some people, like, if you walk away, they're like, yeah, I won. There's some people like
because
that
they want to feel like that they walk away, which is not the point.
No.
What BM is saying.
Yeah.
No, walk away.
No, I'm saying,
I don't understand what you're saying. So, for the people who thinks like that and walk away is not thing that,
For those type of people, most of the time, they have a big ego. So,
yeah, dude. They got hit.
So generally, people get tired of that. If you need to constantly win an argument or some type of stuff like that, people are going to get sick of that. And just kind of end up casting you out of whatever they're…
You can do.
You know,
check your ego.
When you walk away, it's more of a state when you just kind of like… 포기해.
Okay. If it's like giving
up. Yeah, you just give up on the person. Like you don't want anything from them. You just, you're just like, I'm done. So just talk and then I'll just go. It's kind of like that, isn't it? No? Okay.
No, that could be like that.
I can't say much because I'm kind of like the person to…
Walk away?
Yeah, kind of bottle it up or just like cry. Just sit there and cry and then just like walk away. Because my ex-boyfriend was kind of toxic and that he made me feel very small. And he would always like yell at me and curse and say that I did this wrong. Like I did this wrong. And even though I'm not a good talker. So I can't argue back. So I would just kind of sit there like…
You are
what do you mean
talker,
you're not a good talker?
Ash.
You
no, like,
vlog.
When it comes to arguing, like I can't make my voice because I'm like, I'm like this.
I'm like that when I argue in Korean. I'm kind of stuck in my head, so it doesn't come out like
when
my…
I'm speaking,
you know what
English.
I mean? Huh? Well, they don't understand.
How do they… Girl, you feel me? Like, what? And then you start rapping like… I feel like… When you talk to me like that, I'm like, God, you're talking about that. Hashtag hate bullying.
I mean, if I could write a verse and have that prepared, I'll spit that. But
and then, you know, I'd go home and take a shower and think of all the things I
could have
said. Yo, I could totally beat him in an argument. I could have said this. But then once the situation comes again, I'm kind of like… Stop being mean!
Borderline that's anxiety.
That's just how it ends.
Really?
Yeah.
And like the heat of the moment, you can't really…
이렇게 잘 맞네.
Yeah. You guys kind of are more… Your thoughts are more clear and it comes out straight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And especially when we fight.
Yeah. I'm like that in English, but in Korean, like, I get stuck in my head, kind of.
Well, I haven't fought with anyone like this for a long time. So I don't know how I would be now.
Mm.
But
you could be better.
Maybe.
You want to fight?
You want to fight? You want to go to like a boxing gym? Put some sparring gear on?
But you need to protect yourself in a way though. You mm-hmm. cannot always be the person who just gets all the…
Yeah.
Like, you know, like stressful…
A pushover.
Yeah.
You can't be a pushover. And then… Yeah, that's what I said. Like, I think… If it's something that you know like you won't really care about even later on… Then it's like, alright, it's okay like walking away from. But… They said they had like countless sleepless nights or whatever.
Yeah, then it's bothering
yeah,
you.
Yeah, if it's gonna bother you to that point, then I think you should stick up for yourself.
For sure.
Yeah.
And all the adults who say just because you're gonna be a bigger person, you need to like chama, you need to understand other people. I don't think that makes you a bigger person.
Yeah,
bigger
sometimes person is just confrontation makes you a bigger person too. So
yeah.
I mean, not don't fight, but stick up for yourself when you have to.
Yep.
And if it's just, you know, if it's not even worth your time, just walk away. Yeah.
Walk away.
All right. All right. Anyways, we are going to be wrapping up today's episode. If you wish to stay updated on the show, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes will be up on youtube.com/divepods a day or two later. And you want to shout out your handles one time?
Hey, Instagram at JimandXJamie.
What about Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
No.
Oh, okay. Right. Then yes, Instagram. All right, there you go. And yes, once again, subscribe to and review this podcast, everyone. Good reviews and 5 stars only.
5 stars.
And thank you for listening and goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Peace. Bullying.